Yolong Patrol moves up to Too Good for Toorak and claims it. Then British Columbia and True Nobility. Yolong Patrol hit the front. 100 metres to go from True Nobility. British Columbia is fighting back. Intellective can't get a run. Yolong Patrol just in front. British Columbia fights but missed. Yolong Patrol has beaten British Columbia. Third Intellective.
Crowd was up and about. The ownership were there in force. Andrew Bobbin was excited, and I think it might have been a fairly exciting trip back up to the Grampians last night. Andrew joins us this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Woz, thanks for having me on. Actually, we ended up staying the night, so we're on the road home now.
Yeah, I thought that was probably the most likely scenario. I think was it Andrew that was being involved afterwards? A larger-than-life figure in the Grampians area was indicating there was a chance that getting home might be unlikely.
That's right. No, it was a really good day. You saw the majority of the ownership group. Well, they were there when gates opened at 11:30, so when the race got pushed back to 10 to 7, they don't drink mid-strength either, so they've had a pretty solid day, and they've backed the horse, and that's just what racing's all about, some of those scenes that you saw at the end there. We had 30-odd owners there, and we all just had the time of our life.
Can you give us a little insight? I know there'll be plenty that what happened last night stays and last night, but the type of event that was put on to celebrate.
Yeah, well, we stayed as long as we could to keep the bar open, of course, because we're in the last. We were lucky that the next owners didn't come in for the next race, so they did a good job to keep it open as long as we could. So there was a great atmosphere there, and some people ended up at the casino at all hours, and a few blokes with their head rested against the seat at the moment in the back here. We just can't wait to get home, but it was certainly something that... Now, we'll all remember for a long time. It was a really good atmosphere.
And great post-race interview on racing.com, and probably well known by many that you've got a bit of a background in rugby league. How would you rate the tackle that was put on you from behind?
I've got a handprint printed right on my back from the slap. I'll probably need a chiropractor tomorrow, but in the moment it didn't feel as much, but it was... I'll cop that. If it means we're going to win a race every day, I'd take that all the time.
Let's talk about the race itself. How are you feeling going in, coming through that run behind Too Good for Toorak at Colac?
Yeah, I thought he was better than a 30-1 shot. He didn't have everything go his way at Colac, but yesterday was grand final day. With these restricted type races, trainers of our level, we put these ones in the calendar and find a horse and work backwards, and when we saw this one, it was probably just before Christmas, we identified Yolong Patrol as a candidate for this race. You find the right horse. We know he's one that gives his all. So he was definitely grand final day yesterday, and a bit of a space in between runs between Colac and yesterday. I was tempted to run him a couple of weeks ago, but luckily it paid off, and... at the price, it was massive overs, and all those owners you saw roaring and cheering and carrying on, they had plenty of it.
Can you give us an insight? You've got a reasonably unique training facility with the sand, etc., around the Grampians, but 5 and a bit weeks between runs, staying at the 1600 metres, what was on the agenda for Yolong Patrol during that time?
Okay, so he won in Adelaide Boxing Day or thereabouts, then we went back to Adelaide after that and was very unlucky. He's a horse that what you learn is once they're fit, we've got a very good facility to maintain them. At least we've got a great facility to get them fit in the first place. Though once they are fit, we've got plenty of variety that we can put in their day. Some days he'll just splash around in the water for half an hour, or he'll just trot around the bush tracks through the sand. Just keep these geldings mentally focused, and we can leave him outside in a yard, put him in a box. If we want to go and have a little trip away, we just take him into stall, which is only 15 minutes up the road, do some work in there. But what we're finding with these horses that have sort of been in metropolitan training environments, they tend to come out to the farm and they get a new lease of life.
In terms of staffing too, a lot of metropolitan stables will tell you that's the real challenge. We've got those major hubs now, Cranbourne and Pakenham and Ballarat. How does it work for you being able to staff it to the level that you need to?
That was my biggest fear when I was moving out that way as to how we would find staff. And what I've found is that there is a racing scene in Stawell, but There's very much an equine scene, and there is people that love horses very much from our area, and we're very lucky to have some very good staff in different capacities. We have 30 people that work at the farm, and everybody's just really passionate towards the cause, and they all work hard, and we've built a really good team. So staff definitely is the biggest challenge in this industry, but we're quite fortunate with our sand track. It goes up and down and around, and it's a little bit different to a race course, but you can have people that are learning how to ride or don't have track work experience. They can come to the farm and really develop their riding, and the more the ride, the better you get. And we've really developed some staff into some really good riders there who have come from the local pony club.
You mentioned it's not far to head into stall. Is it important occasionally to go in there and have a short, sharp grass gallop, or can you compensate for that at your own property?
Yeah, so we've got the sand. We also have a mile grass track that goes around the perimeter of the property, but it's important just to give them a little gallop on a proper race course surface. So we're just 10 or 15 minutes into stall, and we're in there a couple of times a week with various horses, but that's just one of the tools that we can use to vary it between the farm and race grass gallops.
His rating might copper a little bit of a rise with that win yesterday, but worthwhile for the prize money on offer. At his stage of his preparation, what could lie ahead for Yulong Patrol?
Well, that was grand final day, so we'll just see how he is when we get home, but something like a Warwick Nabil Cup in a couple of weeks wouldn't be out of the question at a mile. He's it's just up the road, and it's the right sort of track that would suit him. So, as I said, yesterday was his big day, and he did that. He did a great job there. So we'll look after him now. But that is the biggest challenge also with training racehorses, is their rating goes up, and they're a little bit harder to place. So we'll just see how he comes through.
Another great advertisement for the stable, Lord Goldberg, who rode the speed and was able to win at Terang late last week. How'd he come through that win?
Really well. Look out for him in a maiden hurdle in a couple of weeks. I'd say he will go to Hamilton. There's Warrnambool next week and Hamilton the week after. He's a horse that had about 18 months off with injury. He had a full tendon rehab. Lee Everson and his team did a wonderful job, and he's come back, and he's won two races of this preparation, and he's got pretty good jumping technique. So the next step for him will be over the hurdles, and if all goes to plan, we'll be able to space him over the winter, over the obstacles.
Given the events of yesterday and last night and the fact that you're making your way home, you've got a runner at Swan Hill today and a runner at Yarra Valley. Is there any superpowers that you've got that get you to either of those venues?
Well, I was booked to go to Yarra Valley, but unfortunately one of the staff have put their hand up to go. So he should run well. They're hard questions. He's a horse in really good form. He's been with us for two runs, and he's won them both. And he finds a good race there at Yarra Valley. So he's on a stall cup path. He's owned by Sandy McGregor and his partners. Of course, Sandy has a background in our area out in the Wimmera, just outside of stall. So the stall cup's named after Sandy's father. So we've got Catskill Mountain in our stable, who won the Eden Oak Cup and the Woodend Cup the last couple of runs. He'll also be headed to the stall cup. So hopefully Hard Questions can run very well today, and he'll be firing the Easter weekend along with Catskill Mountain at stall.
Race 6, number 1 at Yarra Valley, Hard Questions. Your other runner, a relatively new addition to the stable, race 7, number 1, Captain Rogers at Swan Hill in the 0-58-1300. We might just have a look at him today and hope that Hard Questions can keep the momentum for the stable going. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Good on you, Oz. Thanks, mate.